What are the haps?
Start the day the right way with the morning shift.
With Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
All right.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Allison M. You butchered your Twitter handle to me yesterday.
I
tagged the wrong thing, and I put out the tweet, and she goes, wait, that's not it. Allison Mastrangelo from Channel 2, Squid Billy from 92.9 in the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, and just Mikey P over here hanging out, man, chopping it up,
yeah,
having a good old
American,
time this morning.
National champion, having former Atlanta Falcon, Falcons Radio Network.
All right. Simple as simple does. Just a simpleton over here, man. Just running point. No big deal. Just dishing it out. We're going to get to top five. Yeah, I do have coffee today. We're going to get top five Tuesday in just a second. I'm mic'd up. We're going to talk about not only the top five, but the top 10, the top 25 of college football. The AP polls come out. I got a couple teams that I'm really concerned that are part of the top 25. I'm not sure they belong, so we'll kind of chop that up here in just a minute. But right now, guys, one of the things we've talked about the last couple of weeks, and Allison, I'll just kind of bring you into the fold on this, because last week we had a couple of questions with a number of our co-hosts, and it's like, which sport could you look like you belong in the Olympics? Like, not win gold, but which one could you just kind of vibe out in the back? Because we've all seen the breakdancer from Australia, and she just kind of slides in there. She gets straight zeros, but even she, as somebody who actually, like, was an Olympian, did not look like she belonged. And so it was like, which one? We came up with archery. Shooting, the targets or whatever you want to call it. But we didn't really ever come up with anything. I was like, you know, I'd try to vibe in with the shot putters.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Something like that.
I vibe in with the surfers, but I wouldn't surf that wave.
Well, you know, and they were in Tahiti on
a
boat.
Yes. But I'd vibe in. Like, they'd think I could go out there, and then I'm just going to sit.
Give them the old signal.
It's not big enough. This wave's not big enough.
Give them the old thumb and pinky. Hey, you got any room on that
board?
We're
going to shred the gnar with you guys later.
Anybody got any wax? Okay. Anyway, so all that to be said, Tyreek Hill yesterday. Well, he had some thoughts on where he might fit in the Olympics and whether or not he could beat a certain 100-meter champion.
Noah Lyles can't say nothing after what just happened to him. Then he want to come out and pretend like he's sick. I feel like that's horseradish. So for him to do that and say that we're not world champions of our sport, like, come on, bro. Like, just speak on what you know about, and that's track.
Would you like to race him when he gets home?
I will beat Noah Lyles.
You think so?
I will beat Noah Lyles.
By a lot?
No, I wouldn't beat him by a lot, but I would beat Noah Lyles.
I'd like to see that happen.
And guess what? When I beat him, I'm going to put on a COVID mask and let him know I mean business.
Just
actually,
a couple things. First of all, I love that he's like, man, we world champions. But the second thing is, like, you're literally like, oh, the Olympic 100-meter champion. You're like, God, smoke that dude. God, smoke that fool. What's
that's
he
a
talking
different
about?
Breed.
Hold on a second. First off, the first part of his this soundbite was phenomenal. He just, you know,
horseradish.
But here's the deal. You talk trash about essentially Noah Lyles talk trash about every athlete in this country that is not that plays professional sports that is not an Olympian, right? Oh, you can't call them all that couldn't call themselves world champions, which irritated them all. Then you go up to the Olympics and you talk trash. The 200 is my event.
You got COVID.
You'll know when I turn the corner.
That's horseradish.
I don't know.
Hey,
I don't know. Tyreek Hill, you know what?
That's horseradish.
Tyreek Hill's got insider info. He don't believe it. I'm with Tyreek. Now,
it's the only time Bo's ever sided with Tyreek Hill.
A new conspiracy theory for the Falcons right here.
That's right.
That's it.
Now, the back half of it, I don't know if he – I'm not going to say Tyreek Hill would beat any Olympian at sprinter, but the fact that he doubled down on it was funny, but I mean, I think Tyreek knows something. You know, he thinks that Noah Lyles is making excuses, and I mean, we need to see a test.
Maybe that's Tyreek will be in the Olympics 2028 flag football.
Hey,
that would actually
that's a good
kind
point.
Of awesome.
Can it replace breakdancing?
Let me ask you.
It
this.
Is. It's not coming back.
Quick answers from both of y'all. If it were on turf in football cleats, would Tyreek be able to at least pull even? If we're on turf in football cleats, would it make it a little bit
helmet pads?
Yeah.
Helmet, like full football
gear?
I think speed and football speed are two different things, and I would not dislike Tyreek Hill's chances
like,
there.
No chance. No. Noah Lyles got this thing.
Yeah.
No starting block. No starting blocks. No track.
Andy has to catch a football in stride.
All right.
And a leading defender.
Speaking of football and being real speed, we got to hit this top five.